Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. At your service, as always. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com. Or if you like to type, we have one of those for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And so check those out. All three of those take you to the same place. It's a little bit of small business heaven. You can find lots of things there that will help you start, run, and grow your small business, including this show live on the internet, this show replayed for 24 hours on the internet, and thousands, count them folks, thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, and hundreds of articles by our great Brain Trust members. And so I hope you'll check all that out. There's a lot of other stuff there and more to come. We've got some really exciting things going on with our website that I'm looking forward to being able to tell you about, and hopefully over the next couple of 3 weeks we'll be able to tell you about some of those. Beverly Williams is here. She is somebody who, she often thinks of worshiping me as a god. That's one of the things I like about her. She's our top home-based business expert. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. She's our good friend, Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. I just love starting my day off with a laugh.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say with a god.
Yes. Well, I'm glad your head is nice and large this morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Bev. Today is Get to Know Your Customer Day.
How about that? That's a different concept.
Who would have thunk that, right?
Yeah.
Somebody came up with the idea of setting aside the third Thursday every quarter to get to know your customer better. Now, you and I believe that we should be doing the third Thursday and the second Thursday and the first Thursday and the first, second, third, fourth Wednesday and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is what it takes, if four times a year we get to know our customers better, if that's what it takes to get small business owners to focus on this, I'm gonna go with this. Bev, what do you think?
I tend to agree with you. I think it's probably a very, very good idea to get to know their customers, and if it takes once a quarter reminding them to do that, then let's go for it.
Well, the thing, Bev, is. And I sort of had my tongue in my cheek when I said what I just did, because there is a situation where we get so busy serving our customers,
mm-hmm.
and we think we're getting to know them. We think we're doing what we're supposed to be doing with them, but we really haven't stopped both of us, them and us, and said, okay, what's really going on in your business? What do you really need mm-hmm. someone to help you do?
Right, exactly.
Slow everybody down a little bit, maybe.
Well, that's probably the best point right there, is to slow down. Smell the roses, and that's an old phrase that probably gets overused, but it's very apropos for this situation. We tend, as we get so busy in our businesses and our daily lives, to only be focusing on those things that we have to do right then. So if it's a project for that customer, we're focused on that particular project, and we may not be looking at the big picture of how it really relates to the rest of their business. And therefore, we may be missing something that we could do that might make it even better for our customer that even they haven't thought about.
Mm-hmm.
It's that second pair of eyes, the second pair of ears, looking at something in a different way, not with tunnel vision.
One of the greatest experiences I've ever had with a customer, Bev, was when I was observing a customer and I wasn't in their office. I was actually kind of watching what their business did, what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something like, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we do this because of this reason and that reason. And I said, well, what if you could do it this way? What if, you know, and I wasn't telling him how to do his business. I was just introducing him to something he didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what about this? And he said, well, wow, that would be great. That would, you know, whoa, that would save us money. But the thing is that only happened because I slowed down enough to not say, this is what I have to sell. I hope that's what you have to buy,
right.
What you want to buy.
Right, exactly.
I looked around and I said, okay, what's this guy doing? What can I do to help him? What can I do to make him a customer that I can't run off?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Building relationships. That's what you're doing. And some people may be suspect. They may think that you're trying to get more business, which hopefully that's what will come of this. But if it doesn't, the most important thing is getting to know your customer so that the next time they have a project for you, you'll understand it even better and be able to do an even better job.
Right. Well, and the next time, hopefully what will happen is they actually will come to you and say, hey, I'm stuck here, and I don't know if this is you may not have anything that will help me, but I like the way you think, and would you help me look at this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's when they do that, folks, that's a customer you can't run off. Stand by, Bear. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. Beverly Williams is our guest. Stay with us.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, we're in the series, in the operating fundamentals series of articles that I'm doing. This is the second week of that 8-week series, and so if you subscribe this week, you can still, just in the notes, just say, please send me the first article, and then you'll get both of them this week, and you'll get the others as the weeks go ahead. And this is, it's a very popular series, folks. I run it every year for the last several years now, updated, of course, every year for the new information. And so I encourage you to subscribe, and when you get the letter, when you get the column on the fundamentals, that you print it out. It's okay with me. Print it out and bind it and put it in a folder and use it. I hope you use it all year long. It'd be a great management tool for you. A lot of people have told me that's what they've done, and I'm really happy about that. And thank you, all of you who subscribed this week and asked for last week's letter so you have the whole series. I appreciate you doing that. I'm really proud of you for doing that. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's somebody else that I'm really proud of. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. That's a national award, folks. Her book is called The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right.
Easy to remember. Just
and they can find a lot of good stuff there on Home-Based Business there. Mm-hmm. And also, they can find out more about your book, too, can't they?
They certainly can, as well as where it's available and how to order it.
All right. Beverly, we're talking about Get to Know Your Customer Day. This is different from Serving Your Customer Day. This is where we go a little extra, the extra mile, just a little bit more. Aren't we going to need to get our customer kind of off to the side somewhere? Aren't we going to need to have a lunch with them, or take them to a ball game, or take them fishing, or you know, to get a manicure? So aren't we going to need to get them off site, so to speak, to kind of get to know them a little bit better?
I think so. I think this is one of the ways that you can avoid the, okay, what do you want from me attitude from your customer, perhaps. And that is to just, like you said, maybe take them to a ball game, take them out to some special event that you'd like to share with them. Lunch is fine, although that could be seen as a selling opportunity. But something where you can sort of relax and they know that this is not the selling opportunity. I really like the idea of the ball game. That would be something that definitely would not be seen as a selling opportunity. And because it's going to be hard, perhaps, for some of your customers to look at you and say they just want to be friendly, they want to get to know me a little better. What's with this?
Yeah.
What do they need? Is business so bad they've got to look for some more business? You know, that's the danger in some of this. So how
but the
you
whole,
approach
it? That depends on how, but all that you prevent that from happening by the types of questions that you ask.
Right. Exactly. But it's setting it up in the beginning that may arouse a suspicion in your customer. That's why how you approach even that will make a difference in how they respond to it.
Of course, if it's Super Bowl tickets, they won't care whether you're trying to sell them anything or not.
That's true.
But seriously, it'll depend on, you know, remember, folks, this is Get to Know Your Customer Day. And by the way, even though today is the day, you can do it tomorrow or Monday if you want to. That's okay. We'll we'll give you a pass on that. We'll give you an extra pass on that. But this is where you do everything humanly possible not to bring up your own product, your own whatever it is that you sell, or at least you go as long as is humanly possible, it seems to me, Bev, before you actually do that, because then you are, the more you do that, the more it does sound like this is just a day to sell something,
mm-hmm.
instead of help them solve their challenges.
I agree. And what you may want to do before you go is to make a little list for yourself of the type of things that you might ask this customer.
Yeah, practice, rehearse.
Practice, exactly. That's very important for some people who don't maybe sort of do the small talk easily. It's the networking small talk, you know, getting to know the person, asking about them, asking about how things are going with them. Tell me about, the goal for your business this year. What do you want to try and accomplish?
Well, you know, I tell you a really good icebreaker along these lines, Beverly, is something like, you know, John, in my business, I have things that are always on my mind, and sometimes they wake me up at 3 o'clock. Do you have any of those? And you know, just sort of find out. You know, this will be so far removed from you know, some kind of a sales pitch, and you use yourself as an example, and then let them say, yeah, you know, I do. And well, what are some of those things?
Mm-hmm.
What are your here's mine. Here's one of mine. What's one of yours? And mm-hmm. and then that, from that little opening, Bev, I think, and I've done this before. From that little opening, a lot of channels can be opened up.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think here again, there are people who may be suspicious. Maybe that's going to be their nature to always be suspicious. And so they may not be ready to open up too much in the beginning, and I wouldn't push it with them.
One of the things I found, though, Beverly, is the more you ask people to talk about themselves, the less suspicion is part of their concern.
Yeah, I agree.
As long as you can keep it focused on them.
Mm-hmm. Focusing it on them is important. How you do that may take some practice on your part.
Yeah. And I got an idea about how to practice that, folks. I'm going to get Bev to see what she thinks about this when we come back after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Beverly Williams. Here's Tony Williams to take us out.
Something here inside cannot be denied.
It's getting near dark. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, and we're talking about Get to Know Your Customer Day. Beverly, I had a really great idea about how to get to know your customer, and I forgot what it was. Can you remind me, what was the last thing we talked about? I completely lost it.
Well, it was about how to get them not to feel suspicious.
Right, right.
And
well,
we were going to practice before we went.
Oh, yeah, that now I remember what it was.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. It's the old timers. You know about that.
Yes, I do.
But what you do, and I did this. I've done this before, folks. Whenever I had a new strategy, a new plan, a new idea, a new direction that I wanted to go in, you know what I did, Beverly? I tried it out on people that I already knew I couldn't run off.
Uh-huh.
I tried it out on people that either if I screwed it up, it didn't matter because they weren't doing business with me anyway. Or I tried it out on people that were close enough that I felt like that they had an interest in me, but maybe not so close that they loved me. You know, that they wouldn't tell me the truth, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, and I would actually find people, but I would never ever try something the first time on somebody where there was a great potential and I didn't have I didn't have a lot of control over the situation. What do you think?
I think that would be ideal if you have someone like that in your customer corral. Not everybody may have that. So I have another way you could practice.
Okay.
You could try it out at your local chamber networking meeting
mm-hmm.
on somebody that you sort of know, but not maybe know real well, and see what kind of response you get to
that'd be kind of like an innocent bystander, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sure.
collateral damage is what I think they call that in the military.
but you never know what's going to happen when you say something like that to somebody,
mm-hmm.
Just sort of out of the blue at a networking event.
What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? Yeah, that's a good question. That's a wonderful conversation opener, and a lot of people are looking for conversation openers for networking events. I mean, we've talked about this before, how difficult it is for some people to do the small talk. And, you know, asking the other person about themselves and what their dreams and hopes and what their business is about and all those kind of things is a wonderful way to get a conversation started that's focused on somebody else and you get to know them.
Here's another one, Bev, because what keeps you up at night might be something people either would be startled that you would ask them about, but
mm-hmm.
what about this? If you had one wish of something that you could have, one thing that you could have that would really make a difference in your business, what would it be? How about that? And,
yes.
and of course they might say money or they might say, mm-hmm. and but you just take that and run with it. Whatever uh-huh. whatever they say, you take that and run with it.
Right, it's an opening.
Yeah, they say, well, I'd like more money. Okay, well, how would you go about making that wish come true? But you keep them talking, and you have the technique though, Bev, as you know, is you got to use the five interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, why.
Right, and open-ended questions, not closed
yep.
questions.
Mm-hmm.
The open-ended being. Tell me about, you know, instead of would you, which can be answered with a yes or a no,
mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you ask questions in a way that promotes somebody saying more than yes or no.
Right.
Tell me about is a good way to start those questions. Tell me about how you would do that. You can't answer that with a yes or no.
We got a minute left. More and more, these home-based businesses are not crafty little, like, you know, craft-type businesses. More and more home-based businesses are not just ladies at home trying to take, you know, work at home while they take care of their little mm-hmm. kids. It's more and more higher-level professional type of jobs or people are working it from home, aren't they?
Well, it is, and I certainly don't mean to discount those who are staying home and working
nope.
part-time at craft
They're still
to take
there.
Care of the children. Those are important. But yes, it certainly is the service-oriented businesses, the high-level company execs working with the home-based businesses.
Architects and attorneys
mm-hmm.
are doing this all
right.
over the place. My point is, these are the kinds of things that the things we've been talking about today are excellent things for people, home-based business owners of all types to
right.
take advantage of. Beverly, give us your website one more time.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Will you come back in 2 weeks?
I will do that.
We'd love to have you.
I'll be here.
Thanks, Bev.
Thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, home-based as well. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.